Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, clap your hands. Listen, it's your season to be blessed. God made you a promise. You stood the test. He's gonna open the window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season to be blessed. Come on, it's your season, say.
It's your season to be blessed. God made you a promise.
And you said, come on, witness of heaven. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed coming in. He's gonna open the window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season. Oh God, to be blessed. Come on, it's your season, say.
It's your season
to be blessed. God made you a promise.
God made you a promise.
And you stood the test.
You stood the test.
He's gonna open the window.
Window to heaven.
Pour you out.
Pour you out a blessing.
It's your season.
It's your season.
Oh, it, yeah. I got one more verse. Listen. I've been through the fire. I've been through the flood. But I'm standing here. Because of his blood, he's gonna open the window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season, yes it is, to be blessed. Come on, say it again, say.
It's your season,
to be blessed.
To be blessed.
God made you a promise.
God made you a promise.
And you stood.
Come on. It's your season.
Oh, yes, it is.
To be blessed.
Everybody say, what season is it? It's my season to be healed.
Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everyone. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank and praise our God this day. Amen. For his grace, we thank him. Amen. For his mercy, we thank him. Hallelujah. For all that he is doing on this day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. He said we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Bless and praise our God this morning. Amen. You are on the air with no other than the one and only. Amen. Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning, Reign of Glory, Revival Ministry. Amen. This is our Sunday morning service. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How many know it's God's time? It's God's time. It is God's time. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To bring us full restoration in our lives. Amen. And I thank God today. For he is awesome. Amen. He's a mighty God. He can do mighty things in the lives of his people. Amen. Praise God. So with that being said, let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Glory to his name. I pray that y'all catching on this morning with me this morning. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you glory, Father. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your sovereignty this morning, Lord God. Now, Father God, as I decrease, let the power of God, yes, Holy Spirit, increase upon my head on this day, Father God, in me and through me, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Stir up every gift on the inside, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, to have your way, Father God, in this service on today, Father God. We turn it over to the Holy Spirit this morning. Let the Holy Spirit activate what needs to be activated. Tear down what needs to be tear down. Glory to God. Build up what needs to be built up on this day, Father. We thank you, Lord God, and we just ask, Lord God, that you have your way in the lives of your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Every home that's represented here, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you move by your mighty power, God. Let your power increase upon our lives, Father God. Let the heart, glory to God, be able, Lord God, to receive, and our glory to God, as you fertilize our heart on today with your word, Father God. Let that word, God, take root on the inside, Father God, and it brings forth much fruit, Father God. Bring forth that harvest, Father God, in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, as I come today, I ask you, Father, forgive me for my sins on today, God. Create in me a clean heart, God. Renew a right spirit within me, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that I be able, Lord God, to present word, God. Let the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you, Lord God, today, Lord God. Let the word go forth in power. Let the word go forth in authority. Let the word go forth, God, hallelujah, to bring changes in the lives of your people, Father. And I say thank you, Father God, for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you, Lord, for all things, great and small, Father God, as you take control of this service on today, Lord God. Let your mighty hand, glory to God, uproot us today, Father God, from anything that's holding us down today, God. I thank you for it right now, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Y'all know I go on in the prayer time. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I had to kind of like just set it down. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But I love to pray. Glory to God. I love talking to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I love the Lord Jesus. I love his word this morning. Amen. I love, glory to God, when God do great and mighty things. Amen. Hallelujah. So we thank and praise our God today. I'm going to take you to a passage of scripture. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah. Let's go to Isaiah 61. Come on. Let's go to Isaiah 61. Glory to God. My husband gave me a scripture this week. He didn't know that was part of my sermon I was working on. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I thank and praise God for the confirmation. Amen. When he sent it to me at work, glory to God. I thank God for that. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's go to Isaiah 61. I want to talk to us today with the Lord. It just
It's his time, people of God. It's God's time. And God keeps speaking to me. It is his time. It is time. The Spirit of the Lord, glory to God, his word is going forth in power. His word is going forth because he's putting people in position, glory to God, to do his will. He's putting people in position, amen, to bring forth his glory in this season. In this season, my you will see, amen, praise God, that God is moving by his Holy Spirit. We don't know, glory to God, but we are in his chest. It's like a chess, as he's playing chess with us, amen. He's putting us in places where we need to be, glory to God. But with that being said, amen, he wants to clean off some things. He wants to move some things. He wants to heal some things. He wants to mend some things. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So let us go, Isaiah. Glory to God. I'm going into a prophetic. Glory to God. Let me go into the word of the Lord and let the Lord have his way. The Bible says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and to open up the prison, hear me in the Holy Ghost, and opening up the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion. Hear me, glory to God, to console those who mourn in Zion, mourn in the church, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Come on, somebody, that he may be glorified. And they shall rebuild the old ruins and shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall, come on, repair the ruined cities, the desolation of many generations. Strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and your sons of the foreigners shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But, hear me, but you shall be named the priests of the Lord. They shall call you the servants of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory, come on, and in their glory you shall boast. Instead of shame, you shall have double honor. Instead of confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be theirs. The message is the promise from God that I want to give you beauty for your ashes. Whatever your situation is, whether you are in the valley of dry bones or it seems there is no solution in the sight for your problems. Come on, somebody. I want to talk to you today. I want to talk to some real people this morning. I want to talk to somebody that knows everything ain't going to be all right all the time. I want to talk to somebody, amen, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, that needs to be lifted today, glory to God. I want to talk to somebody, amen, that some kind of way you might be losing hope or you might be mourning. I want to talk to somebody this morning, amen, praise God, that know that it's not going to always be butterflies. Glory to God. I want to talk to somebody. Glory to God. Glory to God. That needs the Lord Jesus Christ on today. Hallelujah. There's solution in the sight of your problems. And you maybe are sick and downtrodden, praise God, or you don't even have any affliction, but you just desire a better life. No matter what your state is, amen. God can still make it better. Somebody say, God can make it better. Go, Mashaturabo Sanda. So whether you are afflicted or not, God is saying to you, he will give you beauty for ashes. I want to talk to somebody, amen, looking for the beauty now. Praise God. The Bible says in Genesis 1, the Bible says, God created the heavens and the earth out of nothing. Glory to God. To be rest assured that today God is working to create a miracle out of your affliction. Come on, Holy Spirit. He is working in your storm to produce peace, and he is working in your ashes to give you beauty. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. From the scripture, amen, Isaiah 61 and 7. Glory to God. Glory to God. From this scripture, we know that Jesus came to do two things. The first ministry is that he came to save the sinners. Glory to God. Those who are lost, who are under the bondage of the devil. The Bible says in John 3:16, we know, glory to God, for God so loved the world that he gave. I want to talk about that, that he gave. Jesus came so that men will not perish. And the Bible says in Luke 19 and 10, Jesus said the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Jesus quoted the same scripture in Isaiah 61, but quoted only the first half, because as at that time, there was no church. There was only sinners that needed to be saved. Now, the second ministry of Jesus was to beautify the church so that God will be glorified. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Jesus desired to bless, increase, and add to you, and will never diminish or reduce you, praise God. He didn't come to demote you. He didn't come to reduce you, praise God. The church is in the context, is not the building. It is the believers in Christ. Jesus was anointed by the Holy Spirit to not only save sinners, but to also beautify the lives of the people. Jesus doesn't only love sinners, he also loves the church. He gave himself for it, that he may sanctify it and cleanse it, that he might present it a glorious church. He came to cleanse you and me, come on, and everything that is dirt. He will take it away so that he may present you to himself a glorious church. He desires the best for you. I want you to know, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, that Jesus wants to give you his best. Come on, somebody say, God's best. God's best is, glory to God, is always the goodness of the Lord. His best, praise God, yet called up our Father. He don't have hardly do nothing, praise God. He gives us his best, and therefore he invests his best in us. As parents, we know we can go to any length to ensure we get the best for our children. He gets the best for his children so that he can be proud of them when they grow up, and how much more, glory to God, God, he also wants to show you off to the world and tell the world he is proud of you. No one, come on somebody, hallelujah. So no matter what you are going through right now, look to the end. Somebody say, it's the end of a thing. It's the end of a thing. Should be the best thing. It will reveal the glory of God. No matter how dark the night is, the dawning of a new day shall be glorious. When something is burnt to ashes, it seems there is no hope for anything else. Glory to God. When it's burned, it's no good for nothing. Glory to God. We know that when something burns down, it just goes to ashes, praise God. But God, who specializes in the impossible, will surely turn the hopelessness into the things of beauty. So don't look down on yourself. Don't be discouraged. For that is exactly what the devil wants you to believe. If you give up, God is not going to be glorified. And Jesus won't be able to fulfill his ministry in your life. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. How many know that Jesus is working out the best plan for you? Glory to God. How many know, praise God, that God wants to do, glory to God, the impossible for you? The Bible says in Psalms 50:2, Zion is called the perfection of beauty. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. And Zion is symbolic of the church, which is you and I. Psalm 76:2 says Zion is the dwelling place of God, the dwelling place of God. Joel 3:17 says Zion is where God dwells. Jesus died for the world, meaning the sinners. Come on, people of God. But he lives for the church. He has already died once and for all to save the sinners, but the reason he's alive is because of you and I. Come on, Holy Ghost. So that the church can be beautified. We are the church. Glory to God that Jesus wants to beautify. We are Zion. Come on, people of God. Jesus ever lives to make intercession for the church. That's what Jesus did. Come on, I'm going to take you to the Red Sea. I want to take you to where Moses is at. So the Bible says in Exodus 15:22-27, so Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. That's what the word of God says. Therefore, the name of it is called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. Hear me in the Holy Ghost. When Moses cried unto the Lord, when he went before God, my God, I say thank you, God showed him a tree, glory to God, which when he cast it into the waters were made sweet. My God, I say thank you. There he made for them a statue and an audience, and there he proved them, meaning he tested them and said, if thy will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments and keep his statutes. He said, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, he said, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. And I'm talking to him, the Lord that healeth thee. And they came to Edom, where were 12 wells of water and 70 palm trees, and they encamped there by the waters. Better waters may sweep from this story we've learned about a young nation that has been freed from bondage. For 430 years they had been under slavery in the land of Egypt. They were under the oppression of their taskmaster, the Egyptian, who treated them very cruelly. And the Bible says God delivered them with a strong and mighty hand. After they left Egypt, God had parted the Red Sea, and they had walked safely on dry ground, while the Egyptians pursuing them had perished in the same sea. Afterwards, they broke out in a song led by the prophetess Marian and Moses, the priest. Glory to God. God's priest singing about God's mighty deliverance from their enemies. How many know that, glory to God, that when God says a beauty from ashes, that means that he's going to do something. He just don't come with just words. He comes, glory to God, to act. He comes to with a movement of the Holy Spirit. This story illustrates the life of a believer that has been delivered from bondage, who has enjoyed the grace of God, outstanding victories. How many victories that God has blessed you with in life? My God, I say thank you, Jesus. You might have been through something, amen, but you got the victory out of it. That means that he brought, glory to God, beauty out of your ashes. Come on, somebody. At some point in our lives, we have all enjoyed victory over oppression, sickness, and poverty, and so on. After a few days, they walked into the wilderness. That didn't sound good. From victory into trouble, the Bible says in John 6, after Jesus miraculously fed the 5,000 men, excluding the women and children, he entered the boat to cross over to the other side with the disciples. And there came a storm on the sea that goes to tell us that after every victory, come on, people, God, we know that when the victory comes, amen, that's the time, people, we stay in prayer. We stay before the Lord, because when victory comes, we say, oh, my God, watch out. Glory to God. But the Bible says in John 6 and 36, Jesus states that in the world we shall have tribulation. I want somebody to know, praise God, if you're going through something, we're going to have tribulation. The Bible tells us, Jesus says that in the world we shall have a tribulation, but come on, there's a but after everything, but we shall rejoice because he has overcome the world. And that means that he's given you power to overcome some things. Tribulation means frustration, trouble, affliction, pain. But in all these things, we should not lose our joy because he has overcome. Jesus never promised that life is going to be rosy and sweet. Glory to God. You know, I always said the birds chirping around your head. And glory to God. Glory to God. Everything is going good. Glory to God. Glory. It's not going to always be like that. So when the time of the goodness comes, the sweet time, the rosy time comes, that's the time, amen, praise God, to go into prayer more. That's the time, amen, to rejoice more. It's a time to laugh. It's time to cry. It's time, glory to God, to mourn. But it's a time to rejoice. Life comes with problems all the time. But, come on, I want to hear. But, he says, be cheerful. There's a lesson we can learn from the story, lessons about God and lessons about men. Glory to God, the lesson about God. He is aware of our needs. Come on, somebody, see. Come on, I want you to know that he is aware of our needs. Glory to God. You may be or may not recognize in your family, your workplace. You might not be recognized. It doesn't matter if you're not recognizing the lives of people. Praise God. You, glory to God, everything don't involve around us. As long as you are pleasing God, that's all that matters. I always say that. Long as you are pleasing God, it doesn't matter who recognizes you. Amen. Praise God. You might can be preaching for 7 days, but they never say nothing. They never say thank you. They never say nothing to you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Or you might be at your workplace. Amen. Praise God. And they never say nothing. Or it could be your family. They never say nothing good about you. But don't worry about it, because God knows, amen, what you do. So you may not be recognizing your family. You might not be recognized at your workplace. You might not be recognized at your school. You might even be, even your church. But be sure that God knows your name. Your needs don't, come on, your needs don't take him by surprise. He never caught unaware by your problems, because even before you had that problem, he already made provision for the solution to that problem. Can I talk to somebody this morning? Glory to God, that when God knows your problem, amen, praise God, he knows the solution to the problem. The Bible says in Philippians 4 and 19 says that God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He's aware. That is why he can supply. If he wasn't aware, he wouldn't know what to do. So you don't have to cry anymore, somebody, because he will supply what you are lacking. He's able to do immeasurably more than all you ask or imagine. That's the Bible. Glory to God. He's able. Somebody say, glory to God. Hear the song. He's able to meet your needs. He's already provided for that need. Can you for a second imagine Adam in the Garden of Eden? God had already made adequate provisions of everything he would need before creating him. By the time Adam was created, there was light, food, animals, water, and a beautiful garden, and he lacked nothing. God didn't make a man in the first day and started wondering how to meet his needs. He, in his wisdom, created Adam on the sixth day after he made abundant provision for his needs. So God has already abundantly supplied your needs even before you realized there was a need in the area of your life. He has made a way out of your trouble, even of your life. He made a way out of that trouble. Come on, before you got into that trouble. And how is that possible? You may ask. It's because God is the beginning and the end. He already knows the end of a matter even before the beginning. Before you get into that affliction, he has provided a way out of it. We try our best to even, as parents, to meet the needs of our children. But we fail in many ways, but God never fails. Somebody said, God never fails. He doesn't panic like we do. When we fall into trouble, because he knows his plan for us through the trouble and the pain is to glorify him ultimately. And he has made ample provision for meeting us at the point of our needs. You can never face any needs in life that God has not already made provisions to meet. The Bible says in Matthew 6:32, so do not worry, for your Father in heaven is aware of your needs. I want you to work that word, people of God. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. He wants to be glorified out of that affliction. The Bible says in Psalms 50, amen, glory to God, glory to God. In Psalms 50, 10 and 15, he says, for every animal of the forest is mine. And the cattle on a thousand hills is mine, he said. Though every bird in the mountain and the insects in the field are mine. Can't you understand? God says everything is mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, he said. For the world is mine, and all that is in it is mine. Do I eat the flesh of the bulls and drink the blood of goats, he said. Sacrifice thanks offering to God, fulfill your vows to the Most High, and call on me in the days of trouble. He said, I will deliver you, and you will honor me, he said. See, because that's what he wants you to do. He wants you to honor him. He wants to bring that glory to God, those ashes. He wants to bring beauty out of what you're going through. God delivered you so that you can glorify him. Lessons in life, people of God. The reality of life. Life is full of ups and downs, and every great man in the Bible suffered all sorts of pains and affliction, even though he eventually God, victory over every trial. Glory to God. We know that God will bring you out, the people of God. The trouble don't last always. Can I talk to somebody? Being a child of God does not isolate you from trouble. I want you to know, praise God, hallelujah. Why is she talking about trouble? Because sometimes we go through things and nobody's there to help us. No one's there to encourage us. No one's there to deliver us. No one there to pull us up. No one there, glory to God, to give us an encouragement word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible says in Isaiah 61, we understand that you can be in Zion, be in the church, and still be mourning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's why Jesus came to give you beauty for ashes. He don't want you to mourn all the time. He don't want you to be depressed and oppressed all the time. We understand the Bible says in Matthew 7, the road that leads to eternal life is narrow and difficult. Yes, it is. The Bible says so. But God never promised the road through life will be easy, people of God. Come on, somebody. We have to fight through some things sometimes, because at the end of a thing, we got victory over those things. I want you to fight through some things. Amen. I don't want you to bow down to anything. Praise God. I want you to fight through, saith the Lord thy God. The Bible says in Psalms 34 and 17 says, when you cry to God, he will hear you and deliver you out of all your troubles. What troubles are we going through? Everybody has something, amen, praise God, that they want God to help them with, to teach you to depend on God as your only source. And that's the problem with the people of God. Glory to God. We go all over the world, glory to God, asking, thinking that they were the ones. But God is trying to teach us to depend on him to be our only source. You know, the Lord told me long time ago, and I thank God, praise that, he said, I'm going to bless you with a husband, but I want you to depend on me for your source. Amen, praise God. And my husband can tell you today, praise God, I depend on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, he's a blessing, praise God, but I trust God to the very end, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. We put our trust in everybody else, but God wants us to totally depend upon him. The Bible says in Hebrews 12 and 10, we train our children so they can learn to live well and give good account of their lives. Likewise, God allowed us to go through afflictions to teach us to depend on him alone. Job 14:14 says, stay focused on God alone. Wait on him, and he shall grant you the desire of your heart. That's Job. My God, I give you glory. Reaction to life problem. There are two ways to react to the problem, a natural way and a spiritual way. The natural way will cause bitterness and resentment in life, which would further plunge you into a dark place. I want to talk to somebody. Amen. Praise God. Know that when you get bitter, blame my son, and when resentment come up, it just plunges you all into darkness. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But when you depend on the Lord Jesus Christ, glory to God, God will shine a light in that darkness. The Bible says in Hebrews 12 and 15 and 17, and even in Exodus, the people murmured against Moses when they encountered a problem in the wilderness. The spiritual reaction looks beyond the circumstances, come on somebody, and focus on God. The Israelite grumbled unto Moses, but the natural reaction, amen, that Moses had, he went to God. He cried unto God, which is a spiritual thing, because Moses only knew, amen, to call upon God when there was trouble. He only knew how to pray, amen, praise God, to bring them out, praise God. He only knew the things of God when God retrained him. Glory to God. Sometimes we have to be retrained. Glory to God. Moses had to be retrained. He went to the mountain. The fire was burning and God began to speak with him. So he knew where his source came from. He knew where his power came from. He knew where his deliverance from. He went to the mountaintop. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. I want to encourage you, glory to God, to toe the spiritual line today. The Bible says in Psalms 1:2:1, amen, says that your help comes from the Lord. We must learn to cry out to God in that problem. What is that problem? Amen. That glory to God. And deliverance will come. Somebody say, my deliverance will come. God remedy to life problems. The remedy came through the prayer of one man, Moses. The second remedy was the tree. He opened his eyes. Glory to God. When God opened up his eyes to see the tree, amen, Moses to see, he needed to see it was a peculiar tree. It was the remedy to the bitterness water in the wilderness, and it's still the remedy of life problems and sickness today. This tree is a symbolic of the cross of Jesus Christ, where he suffered pain and death. Glory to God. So he looked to the Lord Jesus Christ. The cross. Somebody said the cross. The cross is where we look to. Amen. The cross of Jesus is a place of sacrifice. God's remedy, therefore, is that cross. That place of the cross is the place of suffering. My God. That's why he said, pick up your cross and follow me. Everybody can't pick up a cross and follow Jesus. My God. Some people turn back. Many have turned back from the cross because they couldn't take the suffering. They couldn't take the straight line. They couldn't take anything. Glory to God. So therefore, they went backwards. Amen. I'm tired of that problem. I'm tired of going through. Ever since I've been serving the Lord, I've been going through. But God says, amen, that God is going to bless the just and the unjust. So we might as well go on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How many can pick up the cross and follow him? My God, I say thank you. Serving the Lord Jesus Christ is not always roses. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. But some benefits come with it. Amen. Praise God. Salvation comes with it. Amen. Praise God. The anointing comes with it. Praise God. My children are blessed because of the cross. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. My finances are blessed because of the cross. Because when Jesus went to the cross, amen, everything that was on the cross, amen, glory to God, had to bow. Amen. Glory to God. Jesus suffered shame, pain, and rejection. Oh, my God. On the cross and learn obedience by the things he suffered. We must learn that following Jesus is not convenient all the time. The cross is a place of examination where you examine yourself, where I examine myself. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 13 and 5, judge yourself and you will not be judged. Check yourself. Come on, somebody. I love the little slang in there. Check yourself whether you are still in favor. Glory to God. You know how they say, check yourself before you wreck yourself. Well, I hear it in the realm of the spirit. Check yourself whether you are still in the faith, not by your own standard, but by the standard of the word of God. The cross is always a place of submission. If you want to exchange your ashes for the beauty of God, you have to be totally submitted to the will of God. Yield your will completely to him. When last did you ask God what his will is concerning of your life? The way of the Lord is the way of minority, not majority. Come on, people of God. Never venture into anything God is not involved in. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. We thank the Lord Jesus Christ for what he is doing in this hour. We thank the Lord Jesus Christ for his mercy. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. For since death came through man, the resurrection of the dead came also through a man. My God, I say thank you. How many know that God is getting ready to resurrect some things? It's a season where God is going to resurrect. What was in your life is going to turn around for God's good. Glory to God. It's that place of total obedience to God. When you do his will, we will be blessed. He will, and glory to God, you will have his best. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank the Lord Jesus Christ. Not exactly a mind happy thought to get your day going, but the reality of it all sinks in deep, because as many of us know, life is not always happy. I want to talk to somebody. Sometimes it hurts. Come on, somebody. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's dark. And glory to God. And it leaves a mark like the ashes of grief and in the deepest part of our soul where no one but God can really see. You may understand if you're ever felt these ashes. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Glory to God. Have you ever been deeply wounded, betrayed, abused, and mistreated? Glory to God. You ever walked through the fire of hard situations and wonder if you're going to come out on the other side? Yes, people of God, it's true. Life is not always going to be happy and not always going to be easy. It deals harshly sometimes. It seems unfair sometimes. We may wonder where God is. My God, I say thank you. Or why he didn't stop that difficult event or illness from happening. Let me talk to you. Job was there, the righteous man who loved and honored God, yet he lost everything. It crumbled around him. All he held was dear. Praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God. And he knew without God, he was nothing. My God, I say thank you. And we find him in the beginning of the book of Job, where he sat in ashes. I want to talk about the ashes, people of God. My God, I say thank you. Daniel was there. He and the people had suffered under captivity. He prayed to God on behalf of his people that God would have mercy. He repented and confessed his own sins. My God, I say thank you. His deep need for him. He knew where the true strength and help came from. Then he said, I turned my face to the Lord God, seeking him in my prayer and pleas for mercy with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. Glory to God. That was Daniel, people of God. So I want you to know, praise God, there are some times in our lives that we're going to go through some things, and we have a great cloud of witness before us that went through Tamar, praise God. Look at Tamar's life. Anybody know about Tamar? Praise God. Hallelujah. Tamar was there. She had trusted, and glory to God, and yet was betrayed. David's own daughter had been taken advantage of. She was raped. Come on, somebody, and she was left on her own, glory to God, alone with no hope for her future, to pick up the broken pieces of shattered life. And Tamar put ashes on her head and tore her long robe that she wore, and she laid her hands on her head and went away. Glory to God. Crying aloud as she went. Glory to God. Glory to God. And they, glory to God, wondered too. Praise God. Hallelujah. What is going on? Praise God. She was in tears and crying and putting sackcloth and ashes upon her head. Those are the things that trouble us. Where was God in all that? Where is he now? Deep grief, crime, captivity, illness, death, and loved ones, shattered hope and broken dreams. Where is God? Come on, people. I'm going to talk to you this morning. But the beauty for ashes really means, as truth says, is he was there in the midst of it all. And though we may not always see it or feel it or even understand it, we can know beyond a doubt that he is there still yet with us now. He is with us. I don't know what you're going through this morning or what you've been through, praise God, that you need hope in the Lord Jesus Christ to provide those, glory to God, those who grieve, to bestow on them the crown of beauty. What did God says? The beauty means the crown. God is getting ready to crown someone. I want you to fix your crown this morning. My God, come on, if it's crooked, amen, it's been knocked off or been thrown on the ground, fix your crown this morning, glory to God, because the beauty for ashes is God is getting ready to crown those ashes. He's getting ready to make beauty out of those things, for he will never leave us nor forsake us. His love is for us and greater than, oh my God, we could ever imagine. Though we live in a world where we are facing trouble many days, Jesus reminds us, John 16:33, in this world, come on, you will have some trouble. You will. But take courage, he said, for I have already overcome the world. And that's the key to the ashes that covers our day in this life. The deeper truth that shines through every bit of our grief, our pain, our sin, glory to God, is this. Christ came to set us free. Come on, my God, I give you glory. Christ came to redeem us. Christ came to bring us hope. Christ came to bring us beauty from the ashes. God, he spoke it in Isaiah. Glory to God. He never intended for us to stay stuck in our sins, our pain, and our deep sorrow, to heal and to restore. He calls us onward. He reminds us that in him, we have great purpose and hope. Look at their life. Look at David's life. Look at Tamar's life. Look at all the lines, amen, before us, the great cloud of witness. There's beauty and greatness behind every mark of darkness. The ashes will fall away. Come on, I want to talk to you. They don't stay forever. Come on, I want to talk to you. But his greatness and his glory shines forever through every broken place and flaw, even through our struggles. Come on, Holy Ghost. He encouraged, glory to God, that we're gonna live. Amen. Praise God. So take courage, people of God. Glory to God. Now, my friends, my loved ones, amen, who are facing deep battles, who he is greater than any enemy we face in life. We will overcome because he has overcome. Amen. Praise God. And our lives are hidden in Christ Jesus. May God cover you with peace, and may God may he bring healing in the face of hard news. May he bring the glory to God and glory to God. May he bring glory to God deep and abiding joy that makes no sense in the world. Praise God. May that joy fall upon you right now. May he bring comfort and care as he wraps you in his arms. Praise God. And the God of all miracles fight for you today. Glory to God. Glory to God. Know that God loves you. Glory to God. He's still, glory to God, doing beauty. Glory to God, bringing out ashes. Amen. Praise God. God is doing things. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Out of your life. Amen. Praise God. So I want you to know today, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. I want you to know that trouble don't last always. Glory to God. Glory to God. Whatever you're going through today, whatever, glory to God, have you been through, or you feel like you're stuck in some place, amen, God is going to bring beauty out of those ashes, amen. Get ready to be crowned, amen, with his beauty. Glory to God. Fix your crown, people of God. Fix that crown upon your head. Straighten that crown up, praise God, hallelujah. Know who you are in the Lord Jesus Christ. Stand up straight, amen. Fix your back today, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, because God has already met the need. He already told us, amen, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, that ugly situation is going to be made beautiful, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. Have you ever walked through the fire? Amen, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, and God has blessed you, and God has blessed you. Well, he blessed you once, he'll do it again. And I love what God says, amen, praise God, in Ephesians 5:25, husband, he said, love your wife just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. Amen. Christ loved his church, people of God. You are the church. We are the loved one. He has already nurtured you. He has already brought you through. Amen. When I thought about Daniel and I thought about all the ones that went out and laid themselves in sackcloth and ashes, God wants to raise those things up. He wants to pull back the covers. He wants to dust you off. He wants to beautify you. He wants to bring you out. He wants, glory to God, to get the glory out of your life. Glory to God. And I love the Lord when he says, amen, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. Instead of your shame, come on, people of God, this is the time that we're in. Instead of your shame, you shall have double honor. Instead of confusion, glory to God, glory to God, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in the land they shall possess ever, glory to God, double, praise God, everlasting joy shall be theirs. My God, I say thank you. So God is raising us up out of the ashes today. My God, my God, my God. Glory to God. My God from Zion. You know how they say that, praise God. My God from Zion. But they didn't know what they were saying. The church. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. So people of God, God is going to give you the beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called the tree of righteousness. And you know, think about it, the planting of the Lord. Glory to God, that he may be glorified. That's what I love when God talks. Amen. Praise God. You mean God, the planning of the Lord, that he may be glorified. He going to bring all this out on us. Amen. Praise God. He said, yeah, I'm going to console you because I know sometimes that you're mourning. Praise God. And yes, I'm going to give you the beauty for us. Yes, I'm going to give you the oil of joy for the morning. Glory to God. I'm going to put new clothes on you. I'm going to change your garments. Come on, somebody. Give God the glory. I'm getting ready to change your garment. I'm going to give you the garment of praise for the spirit of heaven. Somebody say, take the old clothes off. Put on the oil. Come on, Seneca. Put on what God gives you today. Glory to God. Let the Lord have his way. Let the Lord move by his mighty power that only he can do. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's give God the glory, people of God. Oh, mama, satura basine katura basanda, Holy Ghost. We bless and praise our God today. I got a crown. Glory. Somebody say, I got a crown on. Hallelujah. That he done wipe off the dust off my head, the dirt off my head, and he done position a crown. Hallelujah. That's what it really means. Beauty for ashes. Hallelujah. When you take a look at the word, that means that he get ready to crown you. Hallelujah. So people of God, hallelujah. Get on in with the Lord Jesus Christ. And let him have his way in your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the word this morning. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, that you're going to rebuild us, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're going to give us double in this season. Thank you, Jesus. Double glory, y'all, coming upon us in this season. Double glory. Double portion. My God, I give God the glory this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. This is Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. Amen. Praise God. We bless and praise our God. Hallelujah. The Lord Jesus Christ on today. Amen. For all that he is doing in this hour. Praise God. I pray that you got something out of the word today, knowing that you're not the only one that's been through some hard time, that you're not the only one, and you won't be the last one. Glory to God. Somebody is looking at you. Life to see how you're going to go through, how you're going to come through, how you're going to break through. Don't give up. Wear that crown with boldness. Wear that crown with authority. Wear that crown, amen, that the Lord Jesus get ready to wipe your head off, amen, and set a glorious crown on it that he may be glorified. So we thank and praise our God this morning. Hallelujah. Don't forget, people of God, on Thursday, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Ilona Waters will be on at 6 p.m. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You want to join her? Amen. The word of God. Amen. At 6 p.m., she will be on the same number. 6 p.m. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank and praise God, and don't forget prayer time, amen, praise God. If anybody don't know the number, amen, I can give them the number, amen, praise God. We got to throw that number out there. We could tell people to come on, but they don't know the number. So, praise God, if you need to get the number for the prayer line, amen, you can text me 302-883-9799. Again, that's 302-883-9799. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is our Sunday morning service. Amen. For tithes and offering, everyone that knows, amen. You may send your tithes and your offerings in. Amen. For our Sunday morning service this morning. Amen. I want to, as I've been praying, all the ones that's been blessed in the ministry, amen, that's sowing into this ministry, amen. Thank you so much that we're still on the air. We're still doing what God has called us to do. Amen. I thank God for the kingdom financers, amen, that's in this hour that's helping us along the way. So I just want to say that, amen, praise God. With that being said, I'm getting ready to pray out, amen, praise God. And we thank God today for you, you, and you. I pray that God will continue to bless your homes. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But let's pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that sometimes, amen, glory to God, the way sometimes seems dark. Sometimes it feels like our lives has been marked by such grief and pain, Father. Glory to God. We don't see how our circumstances can ever change, Lord. But in the midst of all our weakness, Lord God, we ask that you will be strong on our behalf, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, raise us up and rise us up within us, Father God. Rise up, God, in us, Lord God. Let your spirit shine out of every broken place. Glory to God that we have walked through, Father God. Allow your power to be manifest through our own weakness, Father God, so that others will recognize it, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord God, for working on our behalf, Father God. We ask that you would trade our ashes of our lives, glory to God, for the beauty of your presence, Father God. Trade our mourning and our grief for the oil of joy and gladness, God, from your spirit, Father God. Train us, Shokuna Masanda, Holy Ghost. Trade our despair and our hope for our hope, Father God, and glory to God that we will praise you, Father God. Glory to God. We choose to give you thanks today, God, and we believe that in the season of darkness, Lord God, that glory to God, it will fade away. Thank you, Father God, that you are with us and whatever we face, and we thank you for that, God. Glory to God, and that you are the greater. You are greater than any trial, Father God. We thank you, Lord God. We know that you recognize that you are sovereign, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for victory that's yes, Holy Ghost, that's ours, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We are confident, Father God, that you are good and still, glory to God, and store our future, Father God. We thank you, glory to God, for our work and trading our ashes for beauty, Father God. We praise you, Father God, for all things great and small, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, as we come, God, today, Lord God, we just ask you, Lord God, to continue to move by your Holy Spirit, God. Bless everyone under the sound of my voice, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Bless their home. Bless their children, bless their loved ones, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you, Father God, continue to move by your mighty power as we fix our crown today, Father God, knowing that, glory to God, that you're going to get the glory out of our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you, Father, that you may be glorified through us, God, in us, glory to God. And we thank you for the lifting of our soul today. We thank you for breaking every yoke today. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you, God, that you're making the crooked place to straighten our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Masato Robo Senecatuna, Masanda, Holy Ghost. God, I thank you, Lord God, that you are doing things great and small behind the scenes, that you have already made the crooked places straight, oh God. We thank you for the doors that you're opening right now. Go Masato Robo Senecatuna, Masia, yes, Holy Ghost. Those supernatural doors that you're opening, Father God, that you are putting us in the right place at the right time with the right people, God. In the name of, we bless your holy name, God. Now, God, as I leave, glory to God today, Lord God, I pray that the Holy Spirit would have his way throughout the day in our lives, Lord God. Cover our loved ones. Protect our homes. Shield us, God. We are living in a crooked generation, Father God. We are living in a time, Lord God, where we're hearing all the things that's going on around us, Lord God. But I ask you, Lord God, to keep us focused in this hour. I thank you, Father God, that you paid it all. Yes, Holy Ghost, on the cross. We thank you, Lord God, now ask that you move by your Holy Spirit. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church of Zion say amen and amen and amen. God bless you all. Happy, happy, happy Sunday, people of God. May God shine upon you on this day and bring you peace, and may God, my son, the Holy Ghost, bring you all that you need on today. God bless you all. Have a happy, happy Sunday. Amen. God bless you all. Leaving you with a song. God bless you.
Unselfishly died on Calvary. Oh, how you gave your life for me. Bruised, scorned, crowned your head with thorns. No greater love before for me. Nailed in your hands, nailed in your feet. piercing your side. Could barely breathe, could have came down. Yet you remain standing in awe of the price you pay. I never knew of a love so true.
You gave your life and still I hurt you. Lost so many times to supply you again.
But I repent, forgive me for my sin.
You played it all.
Give up everything that's not pleasing in your sight, so I can have everlasting
life.
You paid it all.